If you will turn with me to one or two scriptures,
请我们来一起读几处的圣经。
First of all, in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1,
约翰福音第一章
from verse 14,
十四节
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.John beareth witness of him, and crieth, saying, This was he of whom I said, He that cometh after me is become before me, for he was before me. For of his fullness we all receive, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time.The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him.
一章十四节到十八节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说。”那在我以后来的反成了在我以前的，因为他本来在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And then in the second chapter of the same gospel, the second chapter of John from verse 19.
第二章十九节
Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews therefore said, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou raise it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple,of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he spake this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said.
二章十八节到二十二节、因此犹太人问他说、十九节耶稣回答说你们拆毁这殿我三日内要再建立起来。犹太人便说这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就要建起来吗？但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
And then in the same gospel chapter 15
15章约翰福音
From verse 1
第一节
I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh it away and every branch that beareth fruit he cleanseth it that it may bear more fruit. Already ye are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and Iin you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For apart from me, ye can do nothing.
约翰福音十五章第一节到第五节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子，你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。 我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And finally, in the Ephesian letter of the Apostle Paul in chapter 1,
最后我们读以弗所书第一章。
This is the prayer that the Apostle and whoever was his secretary were praying for the believers.
那么第一章这一段话是保罗与他的秘书一起为这个一起的祷告。
This prayer of the Apostle Paul is still effective today.
这个祷告到今天都有效。
He prayed that a spirit of wisdom and revelation should be given to us in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
That the eyes of our heart might be enlightened.
让我们心中的眼睛得以打开。
And then from verse 19.
19节,
that we might know what the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world,but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
第一章十九节到二十三节。并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Amen. Shall we bow in a further word of prayer?
让我们低头在一起祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are very thankful this evening that we're gathered here in the name of our Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，今天晚上又可以让我们奉主耶稣的名聚集在你面前。
Lord, we are very conscious that the enemy is seeking to make an attack upon this conference.
我们也真是察觉仇敌在这里一直攻击我们这个聚会。
We hide ourselves in the Lord Jesus.
我们藏在基督耶稣里。
He is our fortress and our stronghold.
他是我们的高台，是我们的坚固。
He is our high tower. We can high run into him and be safe.
他是我们的高台，我们藏在他里面得安全。
And we come against this virus, this thing that the enemy has brought amongst us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名拒绝这一切来的病毒。
Through the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
靠着耶稣基督十字架完成的工作。
In which you have provided for us protection.
在这一个工作里，你给我们保护
and security，
也给我们安全
and safety，
给我们安全
and healing，
还有医治
and well-being，
还有我们的全人的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus，
在主耶稣之名
，We thank you that the enemy is under His feet，
仇敌在耶稣的脚下。
We praise you for this.
我们赞美你的名。
We thank you for that word that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a banner against him.
当仇敌像洪水一样来侵袭的时候，耶和华的旌旗要高高的举起。
We rally to the King's banner.
我们跟随王的旌旗而行。
We believe that it is His will that this conference should be fulfilled. His purpose for it.Should be fulfilled.
我们相信这一次的大会是神的旨意，神的旨意要在这个会中得以完成。
Therefore, Lord, we praise you.
因此我们赞美你的名。
Come like a pillar of fire and cloud between us and the enemy.
求你临到我们中间，像火柱，在我们与仇敌之间保护。
And be to us everything we need at this time.
也在这个时候成为我们一切所需要的。
Lord, we want to thank you. You have provided an anointing for the speaking of your word, for the translating of it, and for the hearing of it.
主，我们感谢你为了今天晚上的工作，说话的、翻译的、听讲道的，都在这个恩膏底下。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we now stand by faith.
因着信，我们就支取在这个恩膏里的能力与生命。
Let it be manifested, we pray, amongst us.
求你自己的荣耀显现在我们当中。
And we shall give you all the praise and worship of our hearts.
让我们把一切的赞美感谢都归给你。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的尊名。
And I think you all know that the theme of this conference is the testimony of Jesus in the church.
我想大家在这个时候应该知道大会的主题是耶稣基督见证在教会中。
And my responsibility, my part, is the revealed pattern.
我的主题是讲到启示的那一个样式。
We have heard repeatedly, either from the lips of dear Brother Stephen or myself, that the church is Christ.
我想，我不论是江弟兄的交通也好，我的交通也好，你都听到，教会就是基督。
Even in the Old Testament, we have this in figure.
在旧约，我们能够看到这个预表。
It is amazing how the Holy Spirit used the words in John chapter 1 verse 14.
你注意在约翰福音一章十四节圣灵用的字句。
For the word became flesh,
道成了肉身
and dwelt among us.
住在我们中间。
And the word dwelt is tabernacle.
原文这个住是直达帐幕。
Everything in the tabernacle spoke of the Lord Jesus.
旧约的会幕就说出基督。
And when finally he came, the words used of his coming were, and the word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us.
所以把十四节重新念一次的话，就是道成了肉身，直达帐幕在人中间。
Then again in the second chapter of John,
然后你到了第二章
The Lord Jesus said to the Jewish establishment,
主就对那一个当时的犹太教的领袖说
Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it.
这个殿毁坏之后我三天就把它造起来
This stuck so much in their minds and hearts.
这句话就深深地刺入这些犹太教的领袖。
That 3 years later, when they arrested him,
三年之后他们逮捕了耶稣。
They said he said he would destroy the temple.
就用这个作为罪名，他说要毁掉圣殿。
But Jesus was talking of himself.
但是主耶稣是指他自己说的。
He is the temple of God.
因为他就是神的殿。
Not just his body as a temple.
不单单是他的身体
himself, his physical body,
他的身体来说
but he is the temple of God,
他就是神的殿
tabernacle and temple,
因为会幕也好圣殿也好一个意思
then again, think about the old covenant,
想想在旧约里头
you take Isaiah,
来看以赛亚书
and chapter 5,
第五章
andChapter 5 and verse 1 and 2.
第一第二节
This is what the Lord said by the prophet Isaiah.
先知以赛亚说了这段话
Let me sing for my well-beloved the song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he digged it.And gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine.
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论到他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园，在肥美的山冈上，他刨挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
Or I think of Psalm 18 verse 8.
诗篇八十篇第八节。
Thou broughtest a vine out of Egypt.
你从埃及移出了一棵葡萄树。
Thou didst drive out the nations and thou didst plant it.
你把外邦人赶出去，把这个树栽上。
What was this vine?
这个葡萄树讲什么？
Who was this vine?
谁是这棵葡萄树？
It was the covenant people of God.
乃是与神立约的子民。
Now we hear the Lord Jesus saying in John's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 1, I am the true vine.
然后你看到主耶稣自己在约翰福音十五章宣告说，我是真葡萄树。
And my father is the husbandman.
我父是栽培人。
Abide in me.
住在我里面
，and I in you，
我就住在你们里面。
For the disciples, they couldn't understand what is he saying。
对门徒听见这段话的时候，不懂他到底在讲什么。
They all knew that the vine was the people of God。
他们知道葡萄指着神的百姓。
How could Jesus say I am the people of God？
但是这里主耶稣却说他自己是。
I am the covenant people of God。
我是神。立约的百姓
How could he say such a thing?
这句话怎么能够来理解呢
According to Josephus, the Jewish historian and general
如果你去读这个犹太的历史学家 Josephus
One of the great wonders of that day
在那一天的一件伟大的事情
Was the great vine that worked in filigree gold
那个是指着一个金的葡萄树
Just inside the porch of the sanctuary.
在圣殿的里面，那个里面有这一个金色的葡萄。
Every one of the men of the house of Israel who went into the court of Israel could see that vine.
每一个以色列人进入这个圣殿的范围的时候，就看到这个金色的葡萄树。
It was a work of art.
那是一个杰出的艺术品
And here is Jesus saying I am the true vine
主宣告说我就是真葡萄树
Every Jew knew that the vine was them
每一个犹太人知道葡萄树所代表的乃是犹太人
How could Jesus say I am the people of God
但是现在耶稣宣告我就是神的百姓
If he said I am the king
说我是王
That's understandable
可以理解
Said I am the high priest
我是大祭司
It would have been a little more of a problem But they would have understood
人也可以懂
If he said I am the prophet of Israel
我是以色列人的先知也懂
Or I am the Messiah
我是弥赛亚也懂
But to say I am the people of God
但是他说我是犹太人的百姓
Of all the eight claims that Jesus made
或者主耶稣在约翰福音的八个宣告
This is the most remarkable
这一句话是最突出的一句话
And it comes immediately to our theme
那这一句话就跟我们的主题有关了
The testimony of Jesus in the church
耶稣基督的见证在教会里
He is the vine
他是真葡萄树
He said
他说
Abide in me
住在我里面
And I in you
我住在你们里面
When you're in me
你在我里面
Then I can manifest myself in you
我就可以从你们里面表现出来
This little phrase in Christ
这个词汇在基督里
explains the New Testament
就把新约表达出来
Everything is in Christ
所有的一切都在基督里
If you're born of God
如果你是重
生 If you're a child of God
你是神的儿女
If you're saved by His grace
你借着恩典得救
Then you're in Christ
你就在基督里
You don't have to fight to be there
你不需要打斗争
That is your God-given position
这是神赐给你的一个地位
The Father, by the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵父神
has placed you in Christ,
把你放在基督里。
So the Lord Jesus said, remain in me.
所以耶稣说住在我里面。
Abide in me.
住在我里面。
Stay where my Father has put you.
停留在父把你放在的地位上。
And I will dwell in you.
我就住在你里头。
I will be your life.
我要成为你的生命。
I will be your power.
我要成为你的能力。
I will be your grace.
我要成为你的恩典。
I will be your endurance.
我要成为你的忍耐。
I will be your wisdom.
我要成为你的智慧。
I will be everything you need.
每一件你所需要的，我就是。
And not just you personally.
不但是你个人而已。
But every one of my redeemed.
乃是每一个被我救赎的人。
Here then is this amazing picture.
这是一个了不得的图画。
But when we come to the New Testament,
然后我们来到新约
there is a new picture added.
又加上了一个新的图画
Not just tabernacle,
不单是会幕
Not just temple,
不单是圣殿
Not just vine,
也不单是葡萄树
I could have said something about bride, the bride.
啊，新娘
This time it is head and body.
现在所讲的是头与身体。
We spoke about it last night. Stephen spoke about it this morning.
昨天晚上、今天早上我们都讲了。
It is tremendous.
这是一个了不起的话。
What does it mean that he is head of the body?
什么意思？他是头，然后他的身体就是教会。
If you look at Ephesians chapter 1,
如果你去读以弗所书第一章
22 and 23,
21-22节
it says,And he has been made head over all things to the church,
他,
which is his body.
他为基督做元首，为教会做元首。
The fullness of him that filleth all in all.
是充万有者所充满的。
How can the body, the church, be the fullness of the Lord Jesus?
怎么能够让这个教会成为基督所充满的一切呢
？In a few moments, I will come to this more fully.
过几分钟，我还要把它更仔细的解释。
But most Christians understand Jesus to be the head, like the head of a university, chancellor of a university.
大部分的基督徒，当他听见基督是教会的元首的时候，就好像听见某某人是某某大学的校长。
Here is the student body, there is the head.
这里有学生，这里有校长。
Like a hospital.
哦，或者像个医院。
He's the principal.
是医院的这个头头。
We're the staff.
我们是他的幕僚。
Like a college.
或者像一个学院。他是头头。
We're the faculty.
我们是教员。
He's the prime minister.
他是总理
and we're the cabinet.
我们是他的阁员
You understand?
懂吗
In other words, he's there, we're here.
他是他在那里，我们在这里。
This is not the way the Holy Spirit uses this amazing phrase.
但是圣经不是这个意思。
He uses it of head and body.
当圣经说的头与身体的时候
that head and body have to be joined.
这两个连在一起的。
Otherwise, there is no life.
否则没有生命。
It is a corpse, as Stephen said this morning.
就像我们张弟兄今天早上用的词汇是尸体。
There couldn't be anything clearer.
没有比这更清楚的了。
Do you mean, you say to me, do you mean that the church is the body of the Lord Jesus joined to him in a unity?
你难道真的是意思是说到这个身体教会与耶稣基督连在一起
yes.
是一个单元吗
Yes.
是的
I do.
我就是这个意思
That is exactly what the New Testament says.
这正是新约所启示的真理
Now I want to look at this. Here we have the revealed pattern.
这里有一个启示出来的模式
Oh, you say, I thought you were going to talk about elders and deacons.
哦、我以为你要讲长老与执事的问题。
No, I will come to that at another point.
那是以后再说的。
Oh, you said, I thought you were going to talk about the breaking of bread and baptism.
哦，我以为你要讲掰饼跟受洗。
No.
哦、不是，我也不要讲。
I thought you were going to talk about our meetings.
你要讲我们的聚会。
Oh, no.
我也不是讲这个。
Here is the first thing about the revealed pattern in the Word of God.
我要讲的是神的话是怎么样启示这个 模式。
It is not like the Old Testament.
跟旧约不一样。
Where you had a high priest,
有大祭司
and the people,
还有群众。
Where you had the king,
有王
and the nation,
还有国家。
This is a unity.
现在讲的是一个单元。
Here is the first thing I want to say. I'm following on what Stephen has said this morning.
我是紧接着江弟兄早上的交通，我再继续往下讲。
It won't harm you to hear it all again.
如果有重复的，很好，再听一次。
Here it is, the absolute headship of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣绝对的主权。他是头。
Yeah, got it. What does it say about the Lord Jesus? The Word of God.
神的话怎么样说到主耶稣呢？
My Lord, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand.
主对我的主说，坐在我的右手。
Till I make your enemies your footstool.
我要叫你的仇敌成为你的脚凳。
Let the rod of your strength, the scepter of your power, go forth from Zion.
让你的权杖能够从锡安发出。
Roll thou in the midst of your enemies.
在你的敌人面前掌权。
It is the absolute victory of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的得胜是绝对的得胜。
He is not fighting tonight.
他今天晚上不需要打仗。
He is not struggling tonight.
他今天不需要斗挣扎。
He is not nervous about what the outcome is going to be.
他不会为他的结果非常的紧张。
When looking at us as the church, he might well be.
他看见我们倒要为我们紧张。
No,
不。
He is seated.
他是坐在那里。
In a position of absolute rest.
他是安息在他的地位上。
He has won.
因为他已经得胜。
He has won.
他已经得胜。
His work is finished.
他的工作已经完成。
And through that work, he has beaten every single demonic foe.
在他的征战里头，他把撒旦与他所有的权势都一样一样击败了。
The Father said, "You sit."
父说，你坐的。
I will make your enemies your footstool.
我要把你的仇敌做成你的脚凳。
We are very conscious of the enemies.
我们对仇敌很紧张。
Everywhere,
他好像四面包围，
Insidious,
到处渗透。
Seductive,
他这样引诱我们。
Powerful,
有能力。
Strategy,
他有计谋。
With incredible intelligence,
非常聪明。
We know these enemies,
我们知道这些仇敌。
But the Father says,
但是天父说，
I will make your enemies your footstool.
但是父宣告，我要将你的仇敌成为你的脚凳。
Praise the Lord,
赞美主。
And then he says, let the rod of your strength go forth from Zion.
让你的杖从锡安发出。
When the church is joined to the head,
当教会与元首连为一体。
When it is in living communion with the head,
能够跟这位头有一个活的关系。
God makes the enemies the footstool of Jesus.
神就把他的仇敌做耶稣基督的脚凳。
That's why in the verse we thought about last night,
昨天晚上我们讲的经文，
Upon this rock I will build my church.
在这个磐石上我要建我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
The Lord Jesus went on to say,
耶稣继续说，
Unto thee will I give the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Keys speak of authority.
钥匙代表权柄。
It is tremendous.
是一个了不得的权柄。
It means that the rod of his strength can go forth when the church is with him.
主耶稣的权杖能够伸出，是当教会与他联合。
Rule thou in the midst of your enemies.
在你的仇敌中掌权。
We've got them all.
我们完全能够打败他们。
Enemies on every side.
虽然仇敌是四面包围。
You know what the Lord Jesus said just before he ascended?
你记得主耶稣升天之前说什么话？
All authority is given. All authority in heaven and on earth is given into my hand.
天上地下所有的权柄已经赐给我了。
Go ye therefore.
所以你们要去。
Isn't that amazing?
这是个了不得的宣告。
All authority.
所有的权柄。
What with Mao Zedong?
那毛泽东怎么样呢？
With Stalin,
斯大林怎么样呢
？With Nero,
尼禄又怎么样
？With Lenin,
列宁又怎么样呢
？With Stalin,
斯大林又怎么样呢
？With Saddam Hussein,
萨旦胡森又怎么样
？With Ahmadinejad,
或者这伊朗的总统又怎么样呢
？Yes, all authority,
所有的权柄
，not only in heaven that we expect,
不仅仅在天上的权柄
，but on a fallen earth.
而且地上所有的权柄
filled with demonic powers
都被撒旦渗透
with principalities and powers
执政的掌权的
that manipulate everything behind the scenes
在我们看不见的世界在那里斗争
world rulers of this darkness
在这个黑暗的世界掌权
hosts of wicked spirits in heavenly places
有许许多的这个邪灵在空中
praise the Lord
但是我们赞美主
The Lord Jesus has all authority and power in his hand.
但是最高的权柄都在他的手里
It only needs a word from him.
他只要发言
Do you believe it?
你相信吗
This is so tremendous.
这是一个伟大的事实
There is only one head of the church.
教会只有一个头
Think.
好好想一想
Only one head
只有一个头
Supreme authority
它是至高的权柄
Is vested in his headship
这个权柄已经赐给这个元首
This is the revealed pattern
这是圣经所启示的那个模式
If the church is alienated from its head
什么时候教会跟这个元首隔开
Divorced
分割了
If somehow or other something else or someone else comes between it and the head
不管是一个人或者某一样事物隔断主与教会中间的关系
The church is paralyzed
你发现教会就瘫痪
ThisTestimony of Jesus.
这个耶稣基督的见证
This lampstand all of gold.
这个金灯台
is removed from a church.
当金灯台从教会挪掉
The moment that church is no longer in union with the head.
是当这个教会跟基督不是连为一体
So serious is this matter.
这是一个非常严重的问题
The work of the Holy Spirit, blessed be his name, is to make known the mind of the Lord Jesus.
圣灵今天的工作乃是让基督徒能够认识耶稣基督的心肠。
Are you following me?
你听得懂吗？
The Holy Spirit, what can we do without him?
我们如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们什么也做不成。